Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 127 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 5th is examine the where, what, and who of your vision. Identify a challenge you can accept, which is necessary for you to reach your vision, but will take you out of your comfort zone. What are the consequences of shrinking from the challenge? What are the benefits of attacking and overcoming the challenge? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. Today we return to our first fundamental of success, and remember that our fundamentals are broken down into pairs. Each pair has a mindset fundamental and an action fundamental, a thinking fundamental and a doing fundamental, and they must work together. If we are all about the thinking and we never take action, or our actions don't match up with our thinking, then we're in for a lot of trouble. And at the same time, if we are only focused on action and don't think about why we're doing certain things, then our random actions won't be focused and guided like they need to be to take us to our full potential. So as we look at our vision of the future, where we want to go in life, what we want to do, and who we want to be, we are going to have to take a step outside our comfort zone when we take the action to pursue our dreams. But it can be helpful to analyze the consequences and benefits of being hesitant or attacking our discomfort zone. Let's look at the story of John Montgomery, a gold medal winning athlete from Canada in the sport of skeleton. Montgomery grew up in rural Manitoba, Canada, and experienced achievement in sports as a youth. The team from his small community played much bigger than they were and won 8 provincial championships in hockey and 2 provincial championships in baseball. After graduating from college and settling in Calgary, Montgomery was searching for a sport that could quench his competitive thirst. He had a dream to represent Canada on the world's largest stage. But ultimately, what John Montgomery was looking for was an avenue to discover the full limits of his capabilities. He began searching for a sport to provide that avenue. He hadn't played hockey competitively since high school and first tried speed skating since he had experience on the ice. It wasn't the right fit, but he soon found that right fit when he saw a skeleton race for the first time. If you're not familiar with the winter sport of skeleton, it is similar to the luge, but while participants of the luge lie on a sled on their back with their feet going first, skeleton riders lie on their stomachs with their head leading the way down an icy track with no brakes or steering mechanism on the sled, and they travel at speeds that can top out at over 80 miles per hour. Talk about getting out of your comfort zone. The skeleton became John Montgomery's avenue to fulfill his vision. Skeleton became the what of his vision. The Olympics became the where of his vision. And an athlete who soared to the limits of his potential through hard work and sacrifice became the who of his vision. The following are John Montgomery's words about his vision, as featured in the book The Champion's Mind by Jim Aframow. Quote, "I really believed that this was going to be my path for success. Not a path for winning races necessarily, as I did not have control over how good I would be compared to other skeleton athletes, but I knew I could become the best slider that I could be with that winning formula. That's all I wanted to find out. How good can I be? How can I be the best me possible? What that leads to is not up to us. That's out of our control. What we can control is our attitude and our belief that we can achieve our personal best. Sometimes our personal best is better than everyone else's. The difference between those who realize their dreams and their own potential and those who don't starts with the belief that they can actually achieve that which they seek." End quote. So how about you? Can you examine the what, where, and who of your vision? What is a challenge you can accept which is necessary for you to reach your vision, but requires you to get outside of your comfort zone? What are the consequences of shrinking from the challenge? What are the benefits of attacking and overcoming the challenge? There can be many secondary benefits or consequences of shrinking from your challenge or attacking it, but the primary benefit or consequence is whether or not you will be able to reach your full potential. So is teaching or coaching your avenue to fulfill the who of your vision? Maybe you've been frustrated by some of the circumstances of your situation. But remember John Montgomery and all the hard work and sacrifice he made barreling down an icy chute at over 80 miles an hour. It required him to get out of his comfort zone, and he also knew that he didn't control the results. But he knew he could write his own story and fulfill his potential if he put his mind to it. As teachers and coaches, we may not be able to get every student to master the content we are trying to teach. We may not win every game, but just like John Montgomery, we can write our own story and we can reach our full potential. But the greatest thing about that is when we do reach our full potential, the impact we have on our students and athletes will be tremendous. So, keep searching for the specific avenue in which you can grow by 1% daily towards your potential, and keep giving the young people you work with a better version of you every day.